O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. It's a delight that Andrew's going to lead us in our thinking. Let's just take a moment to pray. Father, we thank you that you still want to abide with us. You still want to come to us. You know the hearts, our hearts. You know all that we've done, and you still love us. Give us grace to welcome you. Lord, speak clearly through Andrew, we ask. That we might hear and receive your word to us tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Martin. Good evening, everybody. How are we? Yeah, not too cold? Nice, nice. It's a bit different tonight, isn't it? We've got these new heaters we put in today, and we're still testing them out, so we're a little bit warmer than we might have been without them, which is great. Now, have we got any slides coming up on the screen? A slide, first one. There's a little steam engine in the computer, just trying to get the, here we go. Fantastic. Wonderful. Oops. Did I knock that off? Okay. I heard a story a few years ago about a little boy, and he wanted a bike for Christmas. And he said to his mum, "Mum, I want a bike for Christmas." And mum said, "I'm really sorry, you can't have one this year." "Mum, I really want a bike for Christmas." Mum said, "I'm really sorry, you just can't have one. We live on the 11th floor of a block of flats, and we've got nowhere to store a bike. You can't have the bike." "I want a bike. Mum, are you listening?" Ever heard that before? Yeah? "You see, Mum, at church, the vicar says, God likes to give good gifts to all his children. And I'm one of his children, and I think I deserve a good gift." It was a good point he was making. But Mum says, "I'm really sorry, you can't have it. We just can't have it this year." So anyway, a few days later, Mum is just walking past the living room where the nativity scene had been set up. But something caught the mother's eye. She realized that somebody was missing from the nativity scene. So she gets down and she realizes that Mary has been removed. But there's a little note there. So she thinks, well, she picks it up and she has a look at it. And the little note said, "Dear Jesus, if you want to see your mum again, I better get that bike for Christmas." I thank a chap called Mark Russell for that joke. So, this 2021, I just thought it'd be really interesting to think about some of the big events that have happened this year and what we might think, you know, were some of the important ones. So who thinks America getting a new president, was that important this year? Some people do. Yes, it was. It was kind of important, wasn't it? Yeah. Was the axing of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians series, was that one of the big events of this year? No? Nobody going to confess to being a fan of this amazing program? No? No wonder they axed it then. That's not a surprise, is it? Okay, in 2021, we had the 2020 Olympics, didn't we? That was an interesting event, wasn't it? It had its moments. Now, depends where you are on this spectrum, but the new Bond movie, was that one of the events of this year? Depends where you... Some people, yes, and some, yeah, couldn't care less, but yeah. In fact, it was a really good film, actually, if you got to see it. Now, the disbanding of the band Daft Punk. I mean, this might be news to you, but they did disband this year, and I know that there's at least one person in the room who was upset about that. Well, maybe two. Was anybody else aware that Daft Punk had disbanded? Maybe you've never even heard of Daft Punk, but there you go. They disbanded. COP26, the big conference up in Glasgow, that was a big, that was a seriously big event, really, for us and for generations that follow us. Now we're getting to the really important stuff, okay? The really, really important stuff. After 40 years, a new ABBA album was released. Did anyone get excited about that? Put your hand up if you got excited about it. I know, it's not everybody's cup of tea, is it? And in fact, the album was a bit mixed, to be honest, actually. But, you know, there were some good points. There were some good bits of the album. Now, my question tonight is, do you think people are going to remember any of this in 2,000 years' time? Is anyone... You don't think so? They're not going to remember. Maybe not. There might be some ABBA fans in 2,000 years' time, might there? But are they going to remember? But we still remember this incredible event or series of events that happened 2,000 years ago. And I remember when I was a youngster, yes, my family didn't go to church. We weren't part of a church community. And it's another story how I ended up being in the church, and another story how I ended up getting a dog collar as well, which still surprises me when I look in the mirror. But I'd hear this story, or bits of it, during the Christmas period. Now, to be really honest with you, I was more interested in getting the presents on Christmas Day. I got very excited. But there were still bits of the Christmas story that captured my imagination, and they still capture our imagination today. You just can't help but still be amazed at this young virgin girl from Nazareth meeting an angel. The angel telling her that she's going to become pregnant. She's going to have a baby through the Holy Spirit. Then we have the trip, don't we, from Nazareth down to Bethlehem. And you'd think that people would be celebrating the fact that the Son of God, the Messiah, was about to be born. But no. No one's really interested. She has to have the baby in a stable. Not the most hygienic of places for a baby to be born, or the most royal place. But then we have the birth of the baby Jesus. But word gets out. We have these shepherds in fields close by, who are on a night shift, you know, minding their own business, trying to get on, earning their crust, you know. And they get a disturbance. They get this huge disturbance. All these angels coming and telling them that the Messiah has been born just up the road in Bethlehem. And they are so amazed. They think, let's go and see what this is all about. Then we have the wise men, the magi, who could have been 1,000 or maybe a couple of thousand miles away, who've heard something of the Hebrew story and who recognize this star in the sky is going to lead them to the Messiah, to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. It's an incredible story that we just never get bored of. And then the family become refugees. The king, King Herod, the king of Israel, the puppet king, he is threatened by this news of this Messiah, and he wants to see the baby killed. So the family move to Egypt. So I was thinking, what is this story? How does this resonate with us this Christmas? I have to say, we have to acknowledge that this Christmas is slightly different from last Christmas. As we know, many churches had to have online services last Christmas. But this year, you know, we're able to meet here tonight. We've moved forward a bit in the last year. We were really hoping for the choir to be here. I was so hoping to have the choir here and to hear them and to have this room full of sound. But we might have to wait till next year for that. But a few months ago, I heard that a hanging had been put up in Southwark Cathedral that said, "Believe, these days will pass." Do you believe that tonight? I see some people nodding. These days will pass. A number of years ago, a really good friend of mine had depression. And we kind of watched this friend go through this season in their lives. And when they come out of it the other side, I said to them, how can you encourage someone who's suffering from depression? I mean, you know. And they said, just tell them that this won't last forever. Now, I know there are some people that suffer very, very long-term bouts of depression, and sometimes their whole lives. But my friend says, just tell them this won't last forever. I believe this is true of the pandemic and the situation that we are going through at the moment. These days will pass. In our final hymn tonight, we're going to sing these words. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. The real gift, the real miracle of Christmas is actually in line number 4. It's God and sinners reconciled. The wonder of Christmas is our reconciliation to God. That he came down to earth into all our muck, all our challenges, and the nativity story is full of challenges, as we know. He came down to reconcile us to God through Jesus Christ dying on the cross for each and every one of us. And that's why we have these beautiful hymns. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies. We don't sing that hymn or that carol throughout the year. We kind of reserve it for this part of the year, but it is beautiful, isn't it? It's amazing. It's inspiring. So, as we are coming into this Christmas season, are we feeling joyful? All you nations, are we feeling joyful? I can really sense it. I'll give you another chance. Are we feeling joyful?
Yes.
I hope so after this service. So, Martin, is it time to sing this amazing hymn? Can we sing? Can we give it some? And those online, sorry, I didn't even say hello to you guys online. Are you still there? You haven't switched off. They haven't. I hope they haven't switched off. Join with us in this absolutely amazing, beautiful hymn. Shall we stand together?